Scholastic Audio presents Floors, Book 3, The Field of Wacky Inventions, by Patrick Carman, read by Jesse Bernstein. Prologue.
Is that you? Of course it's me. Who else would it be? You won't believe where I am. It's been a trying day. Could you make this quick?
Ms. Sparks, who had been foiled again and again by Merganser D. Whippet, had indeed endured a very bad day. Her plan to take over the Whippet Hotel had failed for a second time, and her prospects were extremely dim.
The top floor of my hotel just took off into the air, Miss Sparks was told. An airship is carrying it away. Very odd.
Miss Sparks sat up straight on her ratty old couch, where she had been dozing as the television droned in the background.
Are you on board? She asked.
I was just getting to that, the voice stammered.
Surprised by the fact that Ms. Sparks actually believed the top of a hotel had been lifted into the air.
I'm standing on the roof.
Interesting. The top floor of the Whippet Hotel has also gone missing. And you have the satellite phone? The one that skips all the cell towers?
Of course. I'm using it now. Ms. Sparks...